This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has taken up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion in the lower house, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said Operation Sindoor was not merely a military action, but an effective and decisive demonstration of India's sovereignty, its identity and government's responsibility towards the citizens and its policy against terrorism. Mr. Rajnath Singh said India launched following the Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir. Operation Sindoor was a well-coordinated strike carried out by the country's armed forces, hitting 9 terrorist infrastructure with precision. Mr. Rajnath Singh highlighted that in the strike, more than 100 terrorists, their trainers and handlers were killed, in which most of them were linked to terrorist organizations such as Jaish-e-Mohammed, Lashkar-e-Tayyaba and Hizbul Mujahideen. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day following opposition's uproar on various issues. Earlier, when the upper house met at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, presiding officer Bhubaneswar Kalita tried to take up the carriage of goods by sea Bill 2025 for consideration and passing, but the opposition continued with their protest. Amid din, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Before that, when the upper house met at 11 a.m., two AIADMK MPs M. Dhanpal and IS Invadurai took oath. Deputy Chairman Harivansh said he has received 26 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, but the notices were rejected, citing ruling. After that, he tried to take up the zero hour, but due to opposition uproar, the deputy chairman adjourned the house till 12 noon. When the house reassembled, the scene was no different, forcing the chair to adjourn the house till 2 p.m. The army has said that under Operation Mahadev, 3 terrorists involved in the Baisaran village in Pahalgam attack, killing 26 civilians on the 22nd of April, have been neutralized in an encounter in Lidwas area of Harwan, Srinagar today. Meanwhile, the operation in the area is still going on and searches are underway. The Supreme Court today refused to stop the Election Commission from publishing the draft electoral rolls for Bihar on August the 1st, as per the schedule notified for the special intensive revision. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joy Mallya Bagchi did not hold a detailed hearing, as Justice Kant had to attend an administrative meeting with the Chief Justice. However, he assured the petitioners that the matter would be heard at the earliest and asked lawyers to indicate the estimated time needed for arguments by tomorrow. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rain in 5 districts of eastern Rajasthan, Kota, Baran, Sawai Madhopur, Karoli and Bharatpur for today. District administrations have declared holidays for schools for today and tomorrow for many districts including Baran, Ajmer, Dungarpur, Kota, Bhiwar, Bhilwara and Salumbar. Dholpur District Administration has declared leave for all schools and Anganwadi Kendras till July the 30th. An orange alert has been issued for the southeastern 10 districts of the state. In Punjab, 6 people, including 2 children and 3 women, were killed after an overloaded vehicle carrying 29 pilgrims from Manakwal village fell into the Sarhind Canal in Ludhiana. 19 people have been rescued, while 4 are still missing. Ludhiana Deputy Commissioner Himanshu Jain said the group was returning from a religious site and search operation is underway. Meanwhile, in another incident, 3 of 5 patients at the local civil hospital in Jalandhar died after a technical fault in the oxygen plant cut their supply. 1 patient is in serious condition. India's Tejaswin Shankar has set a new national decathlon record for the second time, scoring 7,826 points to finish fourth at the Wisłok Chapiuski Memorial 2025 athletics meet held in Poland yesterday. The 26-year-old surpassed his previous best of 7,666 points, which earned him a silver medal at the 2022 Asian Games in Hangzhou. And with that, we end this news bulletin.